This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mom, that's my advice for you today to start the program. My friend Scott Hennon, host of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We have immense gratitude for you, our fine listeners, for that. Tell a neighbor, because then we'll have twice as many listeners by this time next year. And that'd be hard because we already have twice as many as last year this time. Right, Todd? My gosh. Just adding listeners right and left. And we love it. We love it very much. We thank you for that. We appreciate you. Very much, whether you're listening on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, where the show is here not only live 9 to 11, but also a replay 7 to 9. So twice as nice on 550 K-Fire. How about that? AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO 1090, booming to the ever-booming Bakken. You know, there's booms and there's kind of boomish, and then there's booms and boom. It's nearing booms a word we probably won't use anymore because we're finding a new normal in oil and gas production in our great state with this vast resource. But there certainly is a increased pace of activity, no doubt about it. You can feel it in the air. Out there in KTGO country. Same with KLTC country. Absolutely. All right, my friends, love to hear from you today. We have some time to chat with you between now and the bottom of the hour at 800-228-0550. Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with Senator John Hoeven. He'll be here for a whole second half of this hour. So if you have any questions or comments for Senator Hoeven, big day in the U.S. Senate today. I'm excited. I honestly am. I know some people are doing the hand-wringing thing. Most of the fake news crowd, oh, they're going to change the rules in the Senate. No, they're going to return to the rules that guided the Senate for 200-plus years because it wasn't until Democrats decided to play their usual tricks when they hated George W. Bush so much after the 2000 election. We're not going to let him stack the court. No, sir. No, we. So they start, playing games with the lower court nominees. All you need to know about the Supreme Court battle and the voting is this. If you had to point to anybody currently on the court who is most hated by old Washington, the elites, the liberal elitists, that whole crowd, right? Just the folks that think that Constitution is sort of like just a, kind of like the owner's manual in the glove compartment of your car. Bring it out when you need it, but really it's not all that necessary. Just kind of go it as you see fit, right? That's what most of the left believes of our Constitution. That crowd, who do you think they hate more than anybody on the Supreme Court? Clarence Thomas. We only need to go back to his hearings, and they all but destroyed the man. It was disgusting, okay? Joe Biden, at the time, a senator, Pat Leahy, who's, the liberal loon who thinks he gets to decide who's on the court and who isn't. Folks like this, they hate the guy. They didn't use a 60-vote trick to prevent Clarence Thomas from getting onto the court. That's all you need to know. Okay, so 2000, all that changed for the Democrats, and they break the rules to change the rules. So essentially, all they will do today in the U.S. Senate is restore the rules to the way they were for most of this country's history in getting judges to the Supreme Court. This is not a big deal. Now, much of the media, because they're fake news, they live in this world. It's liberal lunacy. They're going to feed you with how horrible and awful and unprecedented and evil and terrible this is. Turn it off. Shut it off. Don't read it. Don't poison your mind with that garbage. Okay? And I would argue, doing what they're doing, and I would prefer they even had done it sooner, just get on with it, because we know these Democrats are going to play these games. Look, Heitkamp couldn't decide, how am I going to vote? Oh, who do I listen to? Oh, they're going to go back and forth. And, you know, playing all these games. Just do it a long time ago and get over with this. Because there'll be more Supreme Court nominees for Donald Trump to appoint. There will. So this is good news. This is very good news. And they've taken away one of their little weapons because they're still upset about Merrick Garland, who is not a Supreme Court nominee for one very important reason. Joe Biden's rule. Joe Biden said, you don't put somebody on the court in the last year of a presidency. You don't do that, a Democrat. But see, what you didn't hear in that statement, he had in his head, but he didn't say it out loud, as long as there is a Republican president. Now, for the Democrat president, well, of course they can go there. So these Democrats, and Heidi Heitkamp's one of them, who's talked about this, they act like a kid on the playground that got its little tiny shovel taken away. And for the next year, every time they go to the sandbox, they go, shovel got taken away. I'm very upset about my shovel. You weren't that little kid, were you, Todd? I was. You know, I mean, I couldn't let it go. I wanted the shovel back every time.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
What's mine is mine.
Let it go.
I get mad when I do my taxes every year. Hey, wait a minute. This is my money.
You made the rule. So anyway, we'll talk about all that with Senator Hovind. About 10:20 today, we're going to chat with the manager of the Devil's Lake Regional Airport, John Nord, and the good mayor of Devil's Lake, good guy, Dick Johnson. There is a proposed budget line item in President Trump's budget. It's not yet at the Congress, congressional level, that would reduce the support for essential air service communities. Now, I love Devil's Lake. I love Jamestown. I love Dickinson. But I am not of the opinion that your money and my money in the form of federal tax dollars, when we have a $20 trillion debt, ought to be going to those communities to make it more convenient for people to fly. Because if I'm in Devil's Lake, I can also go to Grand Forks or Minot. If I'm in Dickinson, I can go to Jamestown. I'm sorry, I can go to Bismarck. Right? If I'm in Jamestown, I can go to Fargo or Bismarck and have commercial air service. We're not putting a lot of burdens on people by... But anyway, I want to hear these guys out and give them a chance to have their say. Chris Berg of 630 Point of View and I are going to talk about all the palace intrigue going on in the Trump administration. There's some reports that Donald Trump is about to swing hard left. He's going to go left. You know what this is called, folks, in my mind? Wishful thinking amongst the media fake news jackals. That's what I think it is. I'm not too concerned about it. But Chris thinks he might be going left. He thinks it's a play that's underway, so we'll find out. And then I have to play you something that Senator Heidi Heitkamp said in an interview to ESPN. Now, sadly, the Democratic Party and Senator Heitkamp have been consumed of late with identity politics. This is how they think they win elections. They go out and act to be the spokesperson for a particular group of people. Okay, and the Sioux Hockey, women's hockey team.
I'm going to let you get away with that one because it's Legacy Day.
Okay, thank you. Legacy Day. The UND women's hockey team has been targeted for elimination because of budget cuts at UND. Okay? Liberals that ran UND for a lot of years, Bob Kelly, Chip Cello before him, combined with a state budget picture that's changed, means you've got to do some reductions. And Senator Heitkamp has taken this opportunity to say, by golly, that's a bad deal. You can't go cut a women's hockey team. Why? Because it's a women's hockey team. Now, the ESPN reporter actually asked her, what about the fact that it cost $2 million and they only got $25,000 in ticket sales? No answer. If you need to know anything about why you do not want Senator Heidi Heitkamp representing you in Washington, D.C., know that she is defending a program that costs $2 million and generates $100,000. A 1.9. This is how we got a $20 trillion debt. That kind of way of thinking. And why is she doing it? Identity politics. Identity politics, ladies and gentlemen. The score one. Oh, yeah, I'm going to help these girls. Let's go, girls. Girl power. You know, and she's taking that one up. Another group of folks. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Did you see a Stanford student? He's not yet a Stanford student, but a high school student applying for application at Stanford High School. Was accepted because on his application, he wrote 100 times Black Lives Matter. I'm not making it up, folks. This is one of the most esteemed private schools in the United States of America. And they consider that worthy of...
And that's why you're going to send your daughter to Hillsdale instead, right?
Well, she actually wanted to go to Stanford. She didn't get accepted. You know, I mean, she applied there. I'd love to go in there. But
if that's what it takes to get admitted to a school, I don't even want to be a part of the school.
I said after, when I saw that, I said, you know, honey, maybe this is the signal you needed here. You know,
sign from God. Look it up in Wikipedia.
Muslim student writes 100 times on an application, Black Lives Matter, gets accepted into Stanford. I mean, what is this world
coming
to? That's
crazy.
My point is, folks, that's identity politics. Okay, that's identity politics. And it's another form of racism in my mind. It really is. So anyway, a couple things on my mind. I am interested in yours. How did I start the program, Todd? Do you remember how I started the program? Had some advice for the listeners. Very first thing I said.
It's been a while.
Okay, it has been about...
You're 15. Oh, that was yesterday. Did you ever post that, by the way?
I don't know if I did this. But we're going to have them on tomorrow. Hang on. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. I'll return to my advice, and we'll get to your calls on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Play ball!
The calendar has flipped to April, and that means Twins baseball is back. The Twins look to right the ship with new front office personnel and loads of young talent on the roster. Stay tuned all spring and summer long for highlights, news, and scores of your favorite baseball team. A proud sponsor of our coverage and of Minnesota Twins baseball saying, Go Twins is Sweeney Cleaners. We got the bases covered for you on the 2017 Twins season, and it's brought to you by Sweeney Cleaners, the professional choice.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They tried to destroy Clarence Thomas just like Ted Kennedy destroyed Bork. When Ted Kennedy seen that Bork up at Martha's Vineyard one time after that, and Kennedy said it was nothing personal, it was only business. That's the way them liberals figure, I guess.
Indeed it is. Appreciate the call, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. We did post the life lessons of that youngster that we were talking about yesterday on the program. 15 life lessons that kind of blew us away, and his name is Seth Bittner. He is going to join us on the program tomorrow, okay? Gate City Bank has a big day tomorrow. And free cupcakes, Todd. Yes, I said free, and I said cupcakes in the same sentence. You better get into Gate City Bank, by golly. That's what I'm doing. I heard free cupcakes, and I'm set up there. So we'll be there tomorrow on the show, and Seth is going to join us. But we do have that posted, so you can check that out. And they're great. They really are. It was kind of a fun conversation yesterday. While I was double-checking that, I see Joni says, okay, I'm just going to rant a bit. Our country, including North Dakota, is suffering due to a shortage of nurses, and the university in Bismarck being forced to make budget cuts because of less income from oil decides to cut the nursing program. Are you kidding me? Somebody called about this yesterday. I promised we would get some guests on this. I think that there is some hyperbole involved in this. Essentially, the president of NDSU took a look at a provision in Senate Bill 2030 and interpreted it to say that neither the State Board of Higher Ed nor the university could spend any funds, including private money, to lease property or employ staff to operate the NDSU nursing department in Bismarck. He said in our preliminary reading at the end of this semester, we would have to close the program. He wrote this in an email to the Board of Higher Ed and to Chancellor Hagerath. This is from Dr. Bresciani. In other words, without warning, 257 students, 17 of which are Doctor of Nursing Practice students, would be without a program, and approximately 18 associated faculty and staff would have to be terminated. But Bob Martinson, who's a Republican from Bismarck, said, I want to assure any students they're not going to be without a school. The nursing school will not close in Bismarck. So I think what you have is a little interpretation problem. And, folks, we're getting to the silly season. It's near the end of the legislative session, so everybody gets a little on edge. They get a little testy, and they start firing all kinds of claims. So I think President Bresciani might have pushed send a little too soon on the letter. And this probably is going back to 2014, when Sanford turned over its nursing program to NDSU, and there were very little involvement with state legislators and the Board of Higher Education. It was part of the no-no. The President Bresciani, you got the little slap on the wrist for, you may remember. And so I'm guessing this is Martinson saying, well, let's go back and do it. And to his credit, Craig Lamberg at Sanford, Executive Vice President there, said, hey, we'll look at the lease arrangement with NDSU. We need the workforce. We want the students to stay. Whatever we need to do to clarify, we're happy to do it. So
certainly didn't stop the TV stations, though, from popping on with every millennial in there. Well, God, this is terrible. This is, well, of course it would be terrible if it were suddenly closing, but that's not what's going on.
Yeah, well, you have part a little agenda on the part of NDSU, and you have part fake news. And people who just, you know, don't take 15 minutes to understand an issue and go out there and just do the easy thing, put a microphone. What do you think about your school getting closed? I mean, it's just unbelievable. You really, I mean, news is truth. And I'm just telling you, a lot of what is labeled news is not truth. Well, I tend to call it fake news.
Well, then why don't we just go on to do Man in the Street every single newscast? Hey, Trump hates puppies. What do you think about that? It doesn't matter whether it's actually true or not. But you can get a bunch of people being drama queens, and then that gets ratings. I guess that's the way we do it these days. Okay.
Precisely.
I'm the grumpy old man here.
I'm going to get to my advice here, but first I want to go to Chad and Dickens, who's waiting to weigh in. Hey, Chad, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Hey, you did a great call yesterday about the school lunch waste and everything. So I talked to my kids this morning. And they go to Lincoln Elementary in Dickinson, then I got one in Berg, sixth grade. And they said that they actually do have a share table in which their unopened items go onto this table. What it's used for, I'm not sure of, but my oldest son, sixth grade, said that actually just started halfway through this year. And I had to look at him and
I'm sorry, I was just going to ask you, what started halfway through this year? The share table you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
And I looked at him, and I said, I thought about it for a second, and I looked at him, and I said, you want to know why that is?
And he goes, what? I said, Obama's not there anymore. And I'm not sure if the whole presidential transition had something to do with it, but he's in sixth grade, and this is the first time he's encountered it. They started doing it about 6 months ago.
That was an interesting call. We didn't get a chance to play that call for Congressman Kramer yesterday. We always run out of time with him, just tons of questions. But I do have it queued up to talk to Senator Hovind about it because he had waged that battle previously, so we'll see what he says about it. But thanks for sharing the story, and keep us posted, okay, Chad?
Yep.
Good to hear from you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. So I started the program today by saying, call your mom. And the reason I said that is that I got a call yesterday during the program. Actually, literally was during the program yesterday from the wonderful facility that my mom is at. It's actually Bethany Homes, which is a memory care unit here. And I've talked about them before and the good work they do. And I've talked about my mom and what she's going through. We don't know exactly what happened, but basically she stopped swallowing. And they called during the show yesterday and said, get here. So better part of the last 24 hours. I have spent at the bedside with my mom along with my sister, and I got a brother and a sister that are coming in as well this afternoon to join in, and her sister from down in St. Cloud. So a lot of family that are coming. But, you know, as I sat there the last 24 hours, I just kept thinking about I should have called more. And you always do this. You know, I mean, you always do that. Honestly, of late, you can't have a meaningful conversation. I'm just talking about in those years. My mom was always great about calling me. She would, like, call on a schedule. And I remember when I first started at WDAY, we lived away in South Fargo, and I would drive right by their home in Fargo every day. And she would time her little walk with the dog to when I was driving by. And I would pull over and, you know, you'd chit-chat for 5 minutes every day on my way to work. And on the days that I wasn't in town, she'd call. And, you know, you just... Now you wish you could have a few more conversations. So I was just passing on a little advice, because we'll probably lose her in the next couple of days here, that it's a good idea to call your mom when you can. I mean, I think that is a bit of advice you will never regret, for sure. Just wanted to share that with you. Mandan caller, I have about 30 seconds for you. Go quick. You're up.
Thank you. I am a mother of a nursing student in a nursing program at NGSU Nursing, and I just want to say that the amendment, the verbiage in the amendment clearly would have closed the school. So there was a reason for students to be in panic. Well, there's a reason for their lives and careers to be in jeopardy. So I just wanted to say that as a freedom of speech, my child had the right.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody's denying that, and I think it's a good show of support for the school. I don't think that was harmful in any way, but I don't think it's anybody's intent to close the school. That's quite obvious. Nobody was intending to close the school. So, not when we have the nursing shortage we do. Really don't believe that from everything I can gather. Appreciate you calling them.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Thing or two about energy and the environment. We know our state is a leading coal producer and that our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. Connect those dots. We're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. That's our gold star. We love that. And coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. Keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high quality jobs, and boosts our economy. Find out more at Secure Energy Future. .org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Senator John Hovind joins us on a busy day in Washington, D.C. Welcome back, Senator. How are you?
Good, Scott. Good to be with you.
Am I wrong to be glad that you're settling this whole question of how many votes it takes to put somebody on the Supreme Court and return it to the level that worked just fine for the vast majority of this country up until 2000? I think it's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a good thing that we're putting Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. I mean, he's a strict constructionalist, somebody who's going to uphold the law, not try to legislate from the bench. And that's important to our state of North Dakota. It's important to our country. So, the Democrats started a process in 2013 to go to 51 votes on nominations. And so this was the inevitable result of that. But the important point is we're going to have a justice who's going to do a very good job for our country.
Is it pretty much a foregone conclusion now that once the votes are not there for the 60, that then you'll start a series of procedure votes today and actually move to get an up or down vote on Gorsuch? Is that foregone conclusion at this point? That's what's going to happen?
Yes, unless our colleagues on the other side of the aisle agree to give us a vote. Straight up or down vote, that's likely to happen. So, yes, I would say it is likely at this point.
Now, here's something I'm actually worried about. They've sort of proved their point, if you will, and delayed this as long as they possibly can and tried to defame this man's good name. And then at the 11th hour, they just give you a vote, and then they save this battle for the next replacement. I mean, is that... I would just assume you settle it right now and that we have, we're back to the standard of a simple majority for Supreme Court nominees once and for all. But what if they relent at the 11th hour here today?
Well, you bring up an interesting point because ironically, as a strategy, if they're going to go down this trail, it makes no sense to me to do it with Neil Gorsuch. I just can't find anyone who doesn't recognize that this is a very well qualified judge who'd do an outstanding job. And so that's kind of what we thought, is that if they were going to do it, that they would approve Neil Gorsuch, particularly since he's replacing Anton Scalia, and that this might come up, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg steps aside. So we are, I think we're a little surprised, but this is what they've decided to do.
The Merrick Garland thing seems to be an obsession. And to me, if this was one of my kids, especially if they were younger, I'd say, all right, look, we've been down this road. You know why that happened. Let's move on. But they just, I've never seen anything more childish in my life. You know, it's like somebody took their Tonka trunk in the third grade, and we're in the fourth grade here, and they're still complaining that somebody took the Tonka truck out of the sandbox. When obviously, I mean, we don't need to refight the battle, but you know, Joe Biden established an interesting precedent in the last year of a presidency to not put forward a Supreme Court nominee. So it was their own precedent that they're now complaining against and really seem bitter about it. Are they that bitter about it?
Yeah, they are very unhappy about it. But the irony is that the American people spoke. If the American people had voted for the Democrat candidate for president, then Merrick Garland or someone else of their choosing would likely or would be the nominee and get on the Supreme Court. So really, I mean, this goes back to the people of this country having a voice. And we always respect the voice of the people.
What did you think of him? I know you had a chance to meet with Judge Gorsuch. What stays with you about most impresses you about him?
Well, he's as impressive as you hear. I mean, everything you're hearing about how impressive he is bona fide. He really is, Scott. I mean, if you sat down with him, I think you'd go, wow, this is the kind of solid citizen, the kind of strong American that we want on the bench. I just don't know how anybody could walk, and he's humble. I just don't know how anybody could look at his record and then meet with him and talk to him and not be impressed and say yes. Regardless of what your political philosophy is, I just don't know how you could walk away from a meeting with him and not be impressed and feel like, yes, this is the kind of person that we want on the Supreme Court.
So get this one done and get on to some other things. Looks like it'll happen very soon. We look forward to that. I don't know. I could be misreading this because I'm a long ways away, but it just seems like it's, you know, a circular firing squad right now in Washington D.C. and in the Capitol of the White House on a lot of fronts. I mean, is at least to what you, in your time there, does it seem very different right now? I mean, what is should I not be paying attention to mainstream media sources? Is it running better than it looks, or is it a little chaotic?
Well, Scott, it is a tough time. I mean, coming out of the last presidential election, it's very partisan. We have not been able to get the Democrats to engage with us. You know, we'll get a couple of votes here or a couple of votes there, but not enough votes from the Democrats where you can actually, you know, either get over the 50 threshold if you need help on a 51 vote count requirement, or get over 60. So, you know, we can get a couple of votes here, a couple of votes there, but they're just not engaging with us in a bipartisan basis to give us enough votes to actually affect meaningful substantive policy. And we have got to get there. They've got to reengage at some point and start working with us in a bipartisan way, because we're trying to do big things. Now, we are getting a lot of the regulatory relief done. That's very important. And that's why if you look at not only the stock market, but look at the business numbers, the job growth coming in and so forth, that's reflective of the fact that we're carving away all this regulatory burden. But, you know, the best way to do tax reform and health care reform, which we very much need, is if the Democrats will join with us and start to work in a bipartisan way, and that just hasn't happened yet. And I think it's just kind of their leftover feelings about the election and the feeling of their base as a result of the election. And of course, you see that with all this, with the back and forth on some of the investigation into Russian interference and the unmasking and some of those issues too.
Yeah, I mean, total, absolute, obsession on the whole thing seems to be. I guess if you're the Democrats, it's a victory. You keep that story front and center. You keep fanning that flame, whether there's any there or not. It just muddies the waters.
And it's important to realize that we have a bipartisan committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, that is working on a bipartisan basis to fully investigate all these things. So, you know, I understand Democrats have concerns, but that's being fully and fairly investigated on a bipartisan basis where they have a voice. So let's understand that's going on, and let's get down and work together on the important issues that will help the American people in our country.
Senator John Hillman with us today. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. I wanted to share you a comment from a listener yesterday. Jim in Bismarck called us, and he told a story, actually, about going to lunch with his kids at school and seeing something. And I was hearkening back to your battles on the school lunch program changes under the Obama administration, and wondered if this was a fallout or what, but wanted to share it with you. Because I didn't have an answer for Jim. Listen to this.
Calling in about the school lunch program under the new Obama administration, or I guess the previous administration. They have a program in Bismarck where you can go eat with your kids. And I've been there twice. And, under the federal guidelines, the kids have to take everything that's offered to them, whether they're going to eat it or not. So a result of that is you should see the amount of milks that are, that have never been opened, like cartons of milks that have never even, the seal been cracked, that go in the garbage. The yogurts, that the kids have to take that are never opened, that go in the garbage. Bags of chips that have never been opened by the students, go in the garbage if they don't eat it. Or, like anything, it could be, nuts that are in a sealed package, how you get in the convenience store.
You get the idea here from Jim. I mean, and he's saying, they're throwing away tons of stuff. Were you aware that that was part of the rule? They have to take everything offered to them, whether they want it or not?
Well, that's the problem. Again, it's the federal one-size-fits-all rule that does not work. And Michelle Obama was very engaged in the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, which was about the school lunch program and making it more, healthy, nutritious, and fighting childhood obesity. All of those things are good things, right up to the point where you prescribe this federal formula that everyone has to follow. No, it should be guidelines, and then let the experts in the schools, the school nutritionists, give them the flexibility with some guidelines to do it in a way that works, so you can address exactly what he's talking about, and that is that you can still get kids healthy meals, but you get what they'll eat, you don't have all this waste, and it's not only better for the kids, but it helps the school make their budget. And that's why I've done a lot of work on this, and in fact, I've got more legislation that will move and that will give them more flexibility. I just spoke to about, a couple thousand of the school nutritionists that were in town from all over the country, and, I put together legislation that will help address exactly what he's talking about.
Jamie in Bismarck, question for Senator John Hovind on What's on Your Mind Today. Go ahead, Jamie.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Senator, from Schumer on down, all these Democrats are saying Gorsuch is a radical and you need somebody more mainstream. And, for years, since I've been paying attention to politics, I've been saying the modern Democrat Party, they're un-American because they don't believe in our Constitution and Bill of Rights. And now it's coming out. It's in the open. And in my opinion, you Republicans, you guys are being way too cordial with these guys. You need to be coming out and pointing this out, that they don't believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, because now that we got another justice appointed by Trump who will do that, they're all, you're having a hissy fit over it, and you guys are you're being too nice to these people. Maybe you guys need to go to Trump's little class on how to kneecap these guys.
Well, Jamie, you make a strong point. Neil Gorsuch will follow the Constitution. He's a strict constructionist. He will uphold the law. That is exactly what he should do. That is exactly how our government was designed. Checks and balances, judiciary, legislative, and executive, protect the rights of the people. That's exactly what he'll do. That's why he's the kind of person we want on. And you're right. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi want someone who will, and that's what President Obama was doing, putting people on the bench who would legislate from the bench and make law. And that is not in accordance with our Constitution. So you're right. We try to say it clearly. Obviously, the other side pushes back, but your point is well made.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
Jamie, thanks for the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Herb and Dan are waiting in queue. We'll take a quick break and come back with more of our conversation with Senator Hovind. A couple of quick answer on this one before we go to the break. I see that Senator Heitkamp's on ESPN advocating for the continuation of the UND women's hockey team. Are you being lobbied to join that cause, Senator?
Well, sure. They've talked to me, and I'm sensitive to it. But, we got to make the financials work. You know that.
Yeah, it seems to me that... That's a pretty significant part of it.
I'm a strong hockey fan, so if I can help, I will. But we've got to figure out some numbers, for the school, too.
More coming up with Senator Hovind. Don't go away.
Every day, what's on your mind?
800-228-0550.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save.
You come here?
To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
We're talking with Joe Lynn again today from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. We've all heard about ergonomics, but what does it mean and why do we need to care about it, Joe Lynn?
Well, ergonomics comes from the Greek words for work and natural laws. Why do we care? Each year, back pain costs companies an estimated $7.4 billion. There are three branches of ergonomics: physical, cognitive, and social needs. Incorporating all of these helps people do their best work.
All right, so let's talk about those three branches. How does a person think about these areas when designing an office space? Physical, for instance.
So the physical, obviously your work chair. Office workers spend 47% of their time doing computer-related work. Work surface height adjustability is also important. Monitor placement, keyboard and mouse adjustability, and individual lighting control.
All right, how about on the cognitive side?
Well, so there's the light, noise, and natural views. With lighting, at age 60, our eyes need three times as much light to see as they did at 20. Something as simple as adding personal task lighting can help reduce glare and eye strain. All of these elements contribute to the cognitive side of ergonomics.
All right, now let's talk about the social side, the last one.
So workplaces are becoming more social. So being able to incorporate supporting different group sizes, allowing people to have some personal space, and encourage spontaneous interaction, all goes into the feeling of social ergonomics.
Fascinating. To find out more, give the team a call at Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or go online to InnerOfficeFargo.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Don't forget, when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you're filling up at a place where they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you can register weekly for your chance of winning one of $1,050 gift cards and new drawings every week. So if you haven't been there lately, make a point to go in. $50,000 giveaway at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, Dan in Rugby, you're next for Senator John Hoeven. Yes. Go ahead.
Senator Hoeven and Scott, good morning to both of you. Appreciate you taking my call. And I have a couple questions. The first one is, does the North Dakota Democratic Party have anyone set up to run against Heidi Heitkamp in the 2018 Senate run? And who is that? Or has anyone announced?
Not to my knowledge. But I wouldn't be the one to ask on anyway, because I wouldn't know that. You know, you'd have to ask some of the Democrats, leading Democrats in the state, but not to my knowledge.
No, I'm talking about a Republican running against
her. Oh, I'm sorry. Democrat. I thought you said a Democrat. I'm sorry. I thought you said a Democrat to run against her.
Yeah, I think you did say Democrat, but sure. I know what you meant. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought maybe, because obviously in some states there are primary challenges, including ours, so I wasn't sure which meant. But, as far as, sure. I mean, obviously Kevin Cramer is somebody that is considering it. I would guess Rick Becker, state legislator. I think Tom Campbell, state senator. And I just throw those three out because they've all been in the media talking about it. But I think there would be others, too, sure.
Okay. Well, I'm a truck driver, so I don't watch TV. If I don't hear it on the radio, I don't hear it.
Oh, God bless you, Dan. That's okay.
If there was going to be any kind of, because we have a convention and a primary and then a general. So
yeah, so I thought you were going too, Dan. I appreciate your call and just hang in there. Obviously, Kevin Cramer is the incumbent House member. Would be sort of as you go the one that would do it. You never know who else might run as well. But do you think Kevin should run? Would you like to see him run for that?
Well, if he wants to run, obviously he's a very strong and capable candidate. So, of course, I mean, we have good candidates, good, strong candidates, no question about it. And Kevin has shown that he's a strong legislator here on behalf of the state and obviously has a solid background with PSC and understanding the issues and representing North Dakota. So, sure, he's a strong candidate. And the others are, too.
And
I don't want to leave anybody out. I don't mean there's others too that have an interest. I mean we have a lot of strong, capable, hardworking Republicans that I'm sure are looking at it.
Would you consider Heidi Heitkamp to be vulnerable politically?
I think you can't underestimate her, Scott. You saw how much money she raised already. So clearly, she's getting ready for a run. And I think anybody that goes into this race or any other, you have to go in with a mindset that you're going after it. And the other thing is you have to focus on what you're going to bring for the citizens of the state, what you're going to do, what your plan is, what your vision is, and be go hard, be strong, and be positive.
My take was with the $1.6 million raised and then still not saying you're definitively in the race, which seems a bit odd, tells me, she's still watching which way the wind's going to blow over the next year here to see, where her political fortunes might lie. So, I Byron Dorgan raised a lot of money and didn't run, right? And Ken Conrad could have raised a lot of money and didn't run. So, it could happen. I think the jury's still out. I don't think it's for sure she's running. Do you?
We'll see. I think she'll run. But as you say, you never know for sure.
John in Western Minnesota for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead.
Scott, this is your old buddy John. I want to say hi to you. And Senator Hovind, with respect, you just praised Neil Gorsuch that he would follow the Constitution, and you're right on there. That's right and proper. But I heard you earlier speak about school lunches, and I don't see where in the Constitution a federal officer such as yourself would have a mandate to address school lunches for 5 minutes or 5 seconds. Shouldn't that be a state matter?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do, is get it back to state-run, state control. So the federal government provides some funding for school lunches and school breakfasts, and they have, I think, overly prescriptive guidelines that go with it. And what I'm trying to do is give power and authority and direction and control back to the school, to the school nutritionist, to school boards. So I think we're going the same direction on this one.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, John, great to hear from you. Great to hear from you. John in Western Minnesota.
I'm glad he called if that was his question, because that is what we're trying to do.
Well, just so you know,
local control.
conservatives in Minnesota need a little love from you, you understand, because they don't have
right.
much.
I like hearing that. I like hearing conservatives from Minnesota. That does my heart good.
I only have a half a minute left, but since we're talking about Minnesota, have you got any Al Franken stories for us?
No, just that, you know, as you've seen, you know, he had, with Schumer and some of the other national Democrats are not on board with Neil Gorsuch, and that's too bad, because I think he really is exactly what we need in the Supreme Court.
Who's the nicest liberal in the Senate, would you say?
Well, I enjoy all. I mean, he's got a great sense of humor. Just philosophically, we come at things in a very different direction.
Yeah, I can't get beyond that.
I work with a lot of them. I really do. It's not a personality thing. It's about a philosophy and approach to government. And I believe in limited government and empowering people.
Well, we're glad you're there. Thank you, Senator, for the time. And good luck on that historic vote today. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen cut. Customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.